Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello. Happy Saturday, everybody. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back. Let's get right into it. You know, a lot of the times with this podcast, you probably gathered as much. It's a grip it and rip it show, man. I grab the mic and I just say what's on my mind. And you guys have been so amazing. The feedback is just unbelievable. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I never dreamed 15 years ago, stuttering, hopping up and down on one leg, trying to figure out my life, that I'd actually have a podcast that you would listen to and just show the love. Spread the love. Let other people know about it, man. There's not enough good news online. Would you agree with that statement? There's not enough good news online. So the Everyday Saturday podcast hopefully fills a little bit of that void and a little bit. Get your day going the right way. I try to keep it real, authentic, just a father of four, man, living in the Midwest, trying to pump you up and give you something actionable, something tangible that you can sink your teeth into, start your day. Because when I was bobbling around, like I said, like waves crashing against the rocks at sea many years ago in my corporate life, there was none of this. I didn't have podcasts. There was barely any kind of audio. YouTube wasn't around. So it was kind of a struggle, man. You had to read a book, go to a seminar, listen to a cassette tape. And now there's so much inspiration around you, not just my show. Look, please. I mean, I'm not saying I'm the end all be all. Please go listen to five or six other ones. But make sure that you have this in the back of your mind today. Okay, I want to say something and just want to let it percolate in your mind. And then, you know, we'll talk about it a little bit. But just listen to this and then think about, is this happening in your life? All right. Our purpose is, let me back up, our purpose should perpetuate our goals, not the other way around. Our purpose should perpetuate our goals, not the other way around. So many people start out with, okay, I'm gonna figure out. It usually revolves around what drives most people, money, right? So I'm gonna figure out how to make a lot of money, and then I'm gonna squeeze my purpose into that. Like I'll make it feel good because I know once the money's there, I'm gonna feel a lot better. And you know, the stress will be taken away, the bills will be paid, and I'm going to have my goal determine what my purpose is in life. And man, I'm telling you, that is a losing proposition, not just some of the time, but all the time, 100% of the time. If you're driven by that, if you're driven only by your goal and your purpose doesn't have anything to do with that, it's a shallow freaking existence, man. You're that person, like the waves crashing against the rocks at sea. It's not fun. And so what do you do? Like, how do you, because a lot of individuals have such an amazing purpose. Like, you want to get clean water to a third world country. You want to help the homeless. You want to adopt a foster child. I mean, your purpose doesn't necessarily coincide with money, right? I mean, sometimes that happens. A lot of the times that happens. Social workers, people like that, teachers, and they're like, well, how does my purpose align with that? Because I can't go broke. I mean, God doesn't want us to be broke. That's true. But also, you got to understand there's so much more to life than getting out there and cashing that big paycheck. But let me share a story with you that I just heard on, I think it was Amy Porterfield's podcast, maybe 6 months ago. I just heard it, and then I said 6 months ago. But there was a teacher who, you know, teachers don't make a lot of money by and large, especially elementary school teachers. All right, you got to be doing it a long, long time to be making anywhere north of maybe 50, 60 grand, at least here in Ohio. I don't know what it's like in other communities, but teachers don't make a lot of money. And they do a lot for our children, at least the teachers for our kids have, you know, amazing, amazing men and women. So this lady left her teaching career to, God, I forget the topic. It doesn't matter what the topic was, but let's just say, oh, I know what it was. She was teaching other teachers. That's what it was. She became the teacher to the teachers. That's okay. Thank you for, I could remember that. All right. So she put together a membership site, videos, curriculum, to help other teachers, and I forget the pain point, but it was something around how to create a better curriculum. And, you know, teachers, if I remember in St. Bernard's when I was growing up in the 70s, in St. Bernard's in Bradford, PA, I would stay around and part of my job because we were on food stamps and we got our tuition paid for free at the Catholic school. My mom had 8 kids, you know, under the age of 17. So, yeah, we got a little bit of love there from the government. And then we went to St. Bernard's, I think, for free. And I was part of that free cheese at the public school stuff and all that good stuff. Like, you'd go down to the shelter and they'd give you a big block of free cheese. Yeah, crazy times, I remember. But anyway, I remember I would sweep the floors at St. Bernard's. And I might have been, you know, 4th grade, 5th grade, 6th grade. So after school, they'd give me a broom, and I would go sweep the halls. And that was kind of part of my deal for getting the free tuition. And I remember I would go into the teacher's room and I would sweep their floors, and the 3rd grade teacher and the 4th grade teacher, they were doing their lesson planning. And the lesson planning wasn't just for the next day. It was like for me, it felt like a year later, but it was probably, you know, 2 months later. They were doing, so if it was October, they were doing lesson plans for around Christmas. And I remember talking to the teacher, like, how do you even know what you're going to do? Well, we have to have the lesson plan done, and then we got to bring it, and it's got to be approved by the principal. And we show them our plan. Like, damn, that's hardcore planning. I don't have that planning gene in me. I can't even tell you what I'm doing next week relative to things like that. But wow, good for you. And so teachers would have to have these lessons planned, done ahead of time, reviewed. And so getting back to the individual who built out this membership site, this teacher is crushing it, man. And when I was listening to her on the podcast, she was probably, I want to say she's bringing down 20-25 grand a month. Now, this is residual income. You know, she has a group coaching program, but her membership site there, people come in, they pay money. She gets money coming in 24/7. That is her purpose, perpetuating her goal. All right, her goal is to help teachers not have so much stress, have more free time, be able to do their lesson plans better, and enjoy their job. Because a teacher who enjoys their job, teachers are already good at what they do. And if they love it, and there's not as much stress, and they can alleviate it, they're going to be amazing at what they do, and they'll feel better about it. And so she, this individual, and I don't know her name, I don't remember her name, it just came to me on this podcast. I wasn't even going to even talk about this teacher. I was just going to talk about your goals and your purpose. But this example is a great example of her purpose perpetuating her goals and not the other way around. Her purpose is to help teachers, because she realizes and identifies how critical they are to the education of our students. And so her goal now, she's making a lot of money, more money than, and I think she's retiring, her husband was part of the story as well. All of that as a result of her purpose coming first. All right. Her purpose wasn't to go make money. That wasn't it. She didn't even know what a membership site was. She's never done any kind of video, any curriculum, anything ever before. So that was not her purpose. Her purpose was to add value back to the teaching community. So let me ask you a question. Whatever it is that you're doing, and it doesn't matter, this works in every profession, whether you have a job, you're an employee, whether you're a 1099 independent contractor, whether you're a business owner, investor, it doesn't matter. It works. Doesn't matter where you live in the world. This works. Don't let your goal perpetuate your purpose. That is a losing proposition. Think of a lot of people who get involved, for example, in network marketing. I know, I say this all the time, I never crack on network marketing, but it only has a 5% success rate, okay? And the reason those other 95% of the individuals get in there and they don't have success, it might be because of the product. It could be because of the leadership. There's bad leadership in these companies as well, meaning if the leadership decides to, you know, go AWOL or do something unethical, they bring everybody down with them, okay? However, most of the time, it's individuals getting involved, and they're buying what? What are they buying? They're buying the dream. They're buying the dream. They're buying the fancy car, the vacations, the money, the residual income. If I recruit 2 people, bring in 2 people, bring in 2. We've all done it, and we've all done it for the money. We've all done it for the wrong reason, as opposed to the purpose. Maybe you're absolutely in love with this product and you feel it heals something, it does something, it adds value, and you really though believe it. It's not like you're led by the money, meaning whether you recruit anybody into this business or not right now doesn't matter. You want to share this amazing news with as many people as possible because you believe in it that much and your purpose is to help mankind. then that's going to perpetuate your goal. If you go the other way around and you go, how do I recruit two people? How do I recruit two people? I got to make money. I got to make money. I don't even care what this thing is. It could be anything. You know, I just got to make the money. Then that's a bad, bad formula. So whatever it is that you're doing, speaking, coaching, consulting, employee, business owner, whatever it is that you're doing, all right, allow your purpose to take the front seat. The goal takes the back seat. And what you'll find is when the money does come in, it feels so much better. And you don't have to almost feel like you got to take a shower because you made money the wrong way. And there's nothing wrong with making money. You know, this is not an anti-prosperity podcast. Far from it. But this is the one podcast that's going to tell you the truth, that we're only here for a short period of time. And you can only, nobody can take your integrity from you, but you sure as hell can give it away. All right. And don't do that. It just isn't worth it, man. There's so many good ways and nice ways to earn income. And you don't got to be a millionaire in life. You just don't have to be a millionaire. Nobody gets an award at the end of life for being a millionaire. And everybody forgets the debt anyway. The most important thing is to make sure that you're lined up with what your purpose is. Treat people good. You'll make money. Don't worry about it. But you're not there. We're not competing. I'm not out there competing with other speakers and coaches. That's just, I don't look to see how much money people make. I don't even know how much money people make. I don't even care how much other coaches make. All I care about is the success of my clients and that their purpose is dialed in with their goal. All right? I hope that makes sense for you today. Make sure you're on my calendar, everydaysaturday.com/calendar. Let's set up your 30-minute free power call and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.